Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Charlotte Smith. I'm going to talk to you today about public health system partnerships, a social network analysis approach. I have no relationship to disclose. I want to first acknowledge my mentors, Glenn Mays at the University of Kentucky and Michael Morris at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences. Today, I'm going to talk to you about what public health system partnerships are, how are organizations involved in these partnerships. I'm going to talk a little bit about the data and data source and the methods that we use to measure these relationships, and public health system partnership typologies and involvement in public health activities, the characteristics of those public health system partnerships, and conclusions and summaries. What are public health system partnerships? They're public health agencies and organizations that work together to perform public health assessments, assurance, and policy activities. Public health systems are private and public organizations working together to perform these activities. They're more than local health departments or public health agencies, but the local health department plays the key convening and leadership role in these organizations. This is a diagram that just illustrates the local health department as the star convener of those organizations, showing that this local health department is the rock of that system. They call people together to build these partnerships, to serve the population, to address population health in these partnerships, and to strategize to develop strategies to address future population health and issues. What are public health system partnerships and why are they so important? Other organizations may complement or substitute for public health agency work, extend the reach of those public health agencies, which means they serve a larger population. The services are more extended to that population. They bring new resources and expertise, improve quality, enhance efficiency, and reduce disparities. Some of the research questions that we set out to answer was, how can we characterize public health system partnerships? Is there variation that exists in these public health systems networks over time? Do they change or do they stay the same? How do we explain these variations? Is it the characteristics? Is it the activities that they perform? Is it the scope of services? The data source we used was the National Longitudinal Survey of Public Health Agencies. It was done in 1998 and 2006. In 1998, the response rate was 78%, and they were resurveyed using that same survey in 2006 with a 70% response rate. This instrument was linked, or the data from this instrument was linked with secondary data on local area characteristics, resources, and population health measures, such as mortality. The instrument used the 1998 Turner, Handler, and Miller model to develop it. The agency served communities with at least 100,000 residents. This instrument measured the availability of 20 core public health activities in local communities. And it also asked each local health department director which type of organization they work with to perform these 20 core activities. And they could choose up to 15 organizations that they work with. The methods used was a longitudinal panel research design. We used social network analysis to view the public health systems in terms of the structure of connections. Those were density and centrality. And density and centrality were used because these are the two measures used by most of the literature to measure social network analysis or to measure networks. They're mostly used by Daniel Varda and Douglas Hooley. Descriptive analysis was used to classify systems based on structural change, and descriptive analysis was also used to examine characteristics associated with structural change. Density is the proportion of connections in a network relative to the number of possible connections. Density measures the amount of interconnectivity between those organizations in the public health system network. Interconnectivity is important because it facilitates implementation through organizations working together, while centrality is the number of connections to the actors in that public health system network. Centrality is important because it measures the coordination and the focus of that network's action. So the first thing that we looked at is how these organizations are involved in performing these public health activities. So what type of organizations are more involved? And if you look at this chart, you'll see that local health departments were more involved in 1998 than 2006. As you look across the chart, you see that the other organizations were more involved in performing activities in 2006, which may explain why the local health department was less involved in performing those activities because of these partnerships exist. We looked at centrality and density measures in 1998 and 2006 to address our first question of whether or not density and centrality changed over time in these public health system networks. This chart shows that density and centrality increased in these public health system networks in 2006 compared to 2008, meaning organizations became denser and more centralized. So how do we characterize these organizations? What's our next step? Our next step was to develop a typology that explained these changes over time, how organizations are changing, and a way to characterize them. So we developed these four characterizations for these four groups of organizations that were changing, whether they became more centralized, are less dense, they were diffuse and contracting. If they became more centralized and less dense, they were centralized and contracting. And if they became less centralized and denser, they were expanding and diffuse. And if they became more centralized and denser, they were centralized and expanding. How many of these organizations fall within these categories? As you can see, 50% of the organizations were expanding and diffuse. Those organizations decreased in centrality and increased in density. 25% of these organizations were diffuse and contracting, while 6% were centralized and expanding, and 19% were centralizing and contracting. So what characteristics explain these changes among these organizations? How are they involved in participating in these activities? So if you look at this chart, you can see that centralizing and expanding organizations were more involved in performing activities and were statistically significant for performing those activities. The centralized and expanding group is that group that increases in centrality and increases in density. So those groups that became more dense and more central were more likely to perform these activities around policy assessment and assurance. Now we want to characterize these organizations based on the scope of services. What does it mean to fall into these different groups when you're a public health system network? What are you doing for the population? And therefore, we decided to measure the scopes of services, where prevention, preventive population, regulatory, and treatment. And as you can see on the graph, the centralizing and contracting group was more likely to offer a broader scope of services than the other four groups, indicating that public health systems are becoming more centralized and less dense, offering a broader scope of services. This supports the network theory that more weak ties are more informational, therefore supporting a larger system. Density strong ties indicate a larger number of characteristics by frequent interactions, feelings of closeness, and multi-relationships. They may provide more information sharing. On the other hand, it requires a good deal of energy to maintain these relationships. So we found that significant structural changes are evident among the national local public health systems, which means there are structural changes over time and there are significant structural changes. We found that a proportion of the activities performed and scope of services were among the strongest predictors of those structural changes, which means they explain these structural changes. And we also think that public health system partnership typologies appear useful for detecting meaningful differences in changes in structure as found by Mays in 2009. Thank you so much.